The state commission that oversees the legal cannabis industry is rolling out a new training program. It's intended to help those who've been disproportionately affected by the war on drugs. The program, the first of its kind in the country, will give extra resources and training to people who spend time in prison on marijuana charges, as well as people who live in areas of disproportionate impact. Joining us now to explain all this and explain how the equity program will work is WBUR reporter Zininjor Nwemeka. Hi, Zininjor.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us first, what's the goal of this equity program?
The goal is to make sure that those disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs are able to benefit from this new legal marijuana industry. So we know that Black and Latino communities in particular have been disproportionately criminalized for marijuana use. So the idea is that now that it's legal, those groups should also be able to benefit. Here's how Commissioner Shalene Tidal sums it up.
The idea here is to create a form of equity where it's not about making sure that everyone is in the same exact spot, but it's about creating a level playing field where everyone has a chance. So that's what we're focused on.
Who can apply for the equity program?
So there are three criteria, including that you live in a community of disproportionate impact. And the commission has identified 29 areas in the state, including some neighborhoods in Boston. You can also qualify if you have a past drug conviction and if you're related to someone with a drug conviction, specifically if you're the spouse or child of someone with a conviction.
And how is it projected or imagined that the equity program is actually going to help people?
The program is really about connecting people to the resources they need to enter the marijuana industry. Think of it sort of like a virtual incubator or accelerator for participating in the marijuana industry. This will include things like job training, professional development, technical assistance, and other benefits like fee waivers and exclusive access to certain licenses. So the program has sort of four tracks. There's one for entrepreneurs, people who want to run a business. There's a track for people who want to work in management in the industry. There's also a track for people who are more at the entry level and those who are maybe re-entering society after prison. And then there's a track for people who work in other fields and other industries who want to be able to transfer their skills into the marijuana industry.
For example?
For example, electricians, plumbers, folks in other trades.
Okay, how's this going to work?
The program will match applicants to specific vendors based on their needs, and there'll be an application process for those who qualify, and that's expected to launch this summer.
What else is the state doing, if anything else, to help those who've been impacted disproportionately by the marijuana prohibition?
So the state already has what's called an economic empowerment priority. This basically fast-tracks the license review process for applicants who meet certain criteria, like living in an area of disproportionate impact. So the commission looked at a study of arrest rates to identify 29 of those areas. But, you know, some say that study is really imperfect. I spoke with Gabriela Cartagena. She's a low-income college student from East Boston with dreams of opening her own marijuana business. So she was able to get the economic empowerment priority, but she doesn't qualify for the social equity program. And she says she could really use the help from that program.
All my friends, we all know a drug dealer from East Boston who's been arrested, and you'd expect that your neighborhood that's been disproportionately harmed by drugs for so long isn't considered as a community that has been disproportionately harmed by marijuana.
So according to that study that the commission looked at to identify those areas, East Boston is not a community of disproportionate impact, even though in Gabriela's view, her community very much should be.
Has the Cannabis Commission figured out how it's going to know if this program is successful?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Bob. And I asked that question to Commissioner Shalene Tidal, and she said they don't have a target number in terms of how many people they're hoping to bring in or a percentage. They don't have a number at this time, but she says there are other ways to measure success.
It means that we track not just the number of participants and licensees, but the people who are trying to get into the industry, right, who reach out to us, who apply for the Economic Empowerment Program or the Equity Program, even if they don't qualify, to me it's meaningful that they're trying to participate. And what percentage of those populations are we able to successfully get into the industry?
And I should say the commission is required by law to track what's called meaningful participation in the industry. So the number of participants, people who get licenses, people who apply, and they plan to release annual reports on that.
In states where recreational pot is already legal, Zininjor, are there equity programs like this? Does this exist anywhere else?
The Cannabis Control Commission says that its program is really the first of its kind. It's a statewide program. There are some cities like Oakland that have taken steps to address equity, and they've implemented their own program to set aside licenses for underrepresented groups and help them navigate the industry.
Last question, when can equity applicants actually submit their applications? Are there timelines in place for trainings?
The application process is expected to open up this summer, and then the trainings will begin after that this year.
WBUR reporters Zininjor and Nwemeka, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.